Boeing hands autonomous flight technology to rival as balance sheet pressures force retreat from next-generation aviation. Boeing is divesting three autonomous flight subsidiaries to Archer Aviation in a transaction that signals the aerospace manufacturer's strategic retreat from next-generation mobility platforms at precisely the moment when electrification and autonomy are reshaping commercial aviation's competitive landscape. The move comes as Boeing refocuses capital on core commercial and defense aviation programs after years of operational turbulence, but it hands a critical technology portfolio to a competitor positioned to define urban air mobility infrastructure for the next decade. The sale, structured to close in late 2026, transfers Boeing's autonomous systems development capabilities to Archer at an undisclosed valuation. Industry analysts familiar with the transaction estimate the deal value between $400 million and $650 million based on comparable autonomous systems acquisitions in the aerospace sector, though neither party has confirmed pricing. The subsidiaries being divested include Advanced Flight Control Systems, Sensor Fusion Platforms, and Air Traffic Management Software, originally developed for Boeing's urban air mobility initiatives launched in 2018. Boeing is making the prudent decision to concentrate resources on aircraft programs that generate near-term cash flow, said aerospace analyst David Chen of Morgan Stanley, who covers both Boeing and emerging aviation technology companies. But they're exiting a technology segment that could represent 15 to 20% of aviation industry value creation over the next 15 years. The divestiture reflects a broader industrial pattern. Legacy manufacturers shedding capital-intensive, long-horizon technology bets to stabilize balance sheets and satisfy activist shareholders demanding near-term returns. For institutional investors, the transaction poses a critical question. Is Boeing cutting losses on speculative technology or abandoning positions in markets that will eventually erode its core business? The balance sheet imperative. Why Boeing is selling now? Boeing's decision to exit autonomous flight development stems from immediate financial pressure, not strategic conviction. The company has burned through approximately $25 billion in cash since 2019 amid the 737 MAX crisis, production delays on the 787 Dreamliner, and cost overruns on defense contracts. As of Q2 2026, Boeing carried $58 billion in long-term debt, up from $27 billion in 2018, while operating margins in commercial aviation compressed to 3.2% from pre-pandemic levels above 9%. The autonomous flight subsidiaries generated minimal revenue, less than $50 million annually according to industry estimates, while consuming $200 million to $300 million per year in research and development expenditure. For a company under pressure to demonstrate free cash flow improvement and reduce leverage ratios, the subsidiaries represented pure capital consumption with no path to profitability before 2030. Boeing's new CEO, appointed in early 2026 following continued operational setbacks, has articulated a return-to-core strategy focused on the 737, 777X, and defense platforms that generate immediate customer orders and cash deposits. The autonomous flight business, by contrast, required patient capital for regulatory certification processes that could extend beyond 2032. Boeing's board concluded the company lacked both the financial runway and investor patience to compete in a market, requiring decade-long capital commitments before meaningful revenue materialization. The timing also reflects competitive reality. Archer Aviation, the acquirer, has raised over $1.2 billion since 2020 and secured partnerships with United Airlines and Stellantis, positioning it as the North American leader in electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft development. Boeing's autonomous flight units were subscale relative to Archer's focused investment, creating limited strategic rationale for continued independent operation. Archer's consolidation play, building the autonomous aviation stack for Archer Aviation. The acquisition represents vertical integration into critical enabling technologies that reduce reliance on third-party suppliers and accelerate certification timelines for its Midnight aircraft platform. The deal transfers approximately 180 engineers with expertise in autonomous navigation, sensor fusion, and air traffic management systems, capabilities Archer would otherwise need 5 to 7 years to develop internally. Archer's strategy centers on building a fully integrated urban air mobility platform, controlling aircraft design, propulsion systems, autonomous flight technology, and ground infrastructure. The Boeing subsidiaries provide the autonomous systems layer, complementing Archer's existing electric propulsion and airframe capabilities. The combined technology stack positions Archer to offer turnkey solutions to municipal governments and transportation authorities, planning urban air mobility networks in markets including Los Angeles, Miami, and Dubai. The acquisition also provides defensive positioning against Joby Aviation, Archer's primary competitor, which has invested heavily in proprietary autonomous systems and secured a partnership with Toyota for manufacturing scale. By acquiring Boeing's developed technology rather than building in-house, Archer compresses its path to commercial certification by an estimated 24 to 36 months, a meaningful advantage in a race where first-mover benefits include regulatory precedent setting and airport infrastructure allocation. Financial terms were not disclosed, but the transaction likely combines upfront cash, Archer equity, and earnouts tied to certification milestones. This structure allows Boeing to crystallize immediate value while retaining upside participation if urban air mobility scales faster than conservative projections. For Archer, equity consideration preserves cash for aircraft production ramp and infrastructure deployment, while aligning Boeing's interests with long-term platform success. The industrial electrification context. Lessons from adjacent sectors. Boeing's exit from autonomous flight technology occurs amid broader industrial sector electrification that is reshaping capital allocation priorities across manufacturing segments. Comparable dynamics are visible in commercial vehicle markets, where modular battery architectures and swappable energy systems are disrupting traditional integrated vehicle designs. Sun Mobility, a Bengaluru-based battery swapping company, launched the world's first modular battery swapping platform for electric trucks and buses in the 3-ton to 55-ton segment in July 2026. The platform, developed with Tata Motors and certified by the Automotive Research Association of India, aims to cut upfront vehicle costs by approximately 40% by separating battery ownership from vehicle ownership. Chetan Maini, co-founder and chairman of Sun Mobility, described the technology as eliminating the barriers that slowed down commercial EV adoption. The parallel to aviation is instructive. Sun Mobility's OEM-agnostic battery architecture creates shared energy infrastructure that replaces proprietary battery ecosystems, exactly the model Archer is building for urban air mobility with autonomous flight management as the shared platform layer. Boeing's decision to exit autonomous flight development mirrors the choice legacy automotive manufacturers face. Invest billions in proprietary next-generation technology with uncertain returns, or refocus on core internal combustion platforms while ceding future technology leadership to specialized entrants. The distinction lies in capital intensity and regulatory complexity. Aircraft certification requires multi-year testing protocols and government approvals that dwarf automotive timelines, creating higher barriers to entry, but also demanding longer capital commitments that strain large industrial balance sheets optimized for quarterly earnings delivery. The private equity playbook, value over growth in European industrials. Boeing's divestiture also reflects the tension between value-focused capital allocation and growth-oriented technology investment that defines current private equity positioning in industrial sectors. European mid-market investors are increasingly targeting value destinations, where operational improvements and margin expansion offer clearer paths to returns than technology-driven growth narratives. Spain has emerged as a focal point for this strategy, with Wise Equity announcing the acquisition of eFarma Trento, a consumer health pharmaceutical and nutraceutical contract development and manufacturing organization, in August 2026. The transaction exemplifies private equity's preference for established manufacturing businesses, with predictable cash flows over speculative technology platforms, requiring patient capital and uncertain commercialization timelines. For industrial manufacturers considering technology investments, the Wise Equity approach offers a contrasting model to Archer's venture-backed growth strategy. Acquire mature, cash-generative assets, optimize operations, and harvest stable returns rather than chasing transformational but capital-intensive innovation. Boeing's autonomous flight sale suggests the company is adopting the former playbook, prioritizing near-term cash generation and balance sheet repair over long-horizon technology positioning. The divergence between these strategies creates opportunity for institutional investors to arbitrage valuation gaps. Mature industrials trading at 8 times to 10 times EBITDA multiples divest technology units that specialized acquirers value at 3 times to 5 times revenue multiples, reflecting radically different growth assumptions and risk appetites. The question for allocators: which valuation framework will prove prescient as autonomous systems transition from development to deployment over the next decade? The Placamium view Boeing's autonomous flight divestiture represents the collision between aerospace's 20-year product development cycles and capital markets' 24-month patience horizons. The company is making the only decision its balance sheet permits, but it is the wrong strategic choice for an industry on the cusp of its most significant technology transition since jet propulsion. The institutional investment thesis here is not about Boeing or Archer individually. It is about the structural transfer of technology leadership from incumbent manufacturers, constrained by legacy capital structures, to specialized entrants funded by venture capital and strategic investors with longer time horizons. This pattern is replicating across industrials. Sun Mobility's battery swapping platform for commercial vehicles, modular energy infrastructure for urban air mobility, and electrification architecture for maritime shipping all share a common characteristic. They require capital commitments spanning 10 to 15 years before reaching scale profitability, timelines incompatible with public company earnings guidance and debt covenant maintenance. The second-order effect, a bifurcation of the industrial value chain. Incumbents retain metal bending, assembly, and certification capabilities, where scale and institutional customer relationships provide defensible advantages. New entrants capture the technology layer, particularly software, autonomous systems, and energy management platforms where value creation is migrating. The split mirrors the automotive industry's evolution, where traditional OEMs increasingly assemble vehicles around technology stacks controlled by suppliers like NVIDIA, Mobileye, and battery manufacturers. For private equity and infrastructure investors, the opportunity lies in the enabling infrastructure layer that both incumbents and new entrants will depend on: charging networks, battery swapping stations, vertiport real estate, and air traffic management systems. These assets offer regulatory moats, long-term contracted cash flows, and lower technology risk than vehicle platforms themselves. Boeing's sale to Archer accelerates this infrastructure build by consolidating autonomous flight technology into a single platform that municipalities and airport authorities can standardize around, creating investment opportunities in the physical and digital infrastructure that supports urban air mobility deployment. The valuation arbitrage is striking. Mature aerospace manufacturers trade at 1x to 1.3x book value while burning cash. Urban air mobility companies trade at 8 times to 12 times revenue despite negative EBITDA, pricing in winner-take-most market structures. Infrastructure assets, by contrast, trade at 12 times to 15 times EBITDA with minimal technology risk, offering institutional investors the ability to monetize the technology transition without taking direct exposure to aircraft certification risk or winner selection among competing platforms. The bottom line: industrial consolidation accelerates technology transfer. Boeing's exit from autonomous flight marks the beginning, not the end, of technology divestiture by capital-constrained industrials. Expect similar transactions as aerospace, automotive, and heavy equipment manufacturers shed long-horizon technology bets to satisfy near-term financial objectives. The pattern creates systematic opportunity for growth equity and infrastructure investors to acquire technology platforms and supporting infrastructure at distressed valuations from sellers under balance sheet pressure. The actionable insight: position for the separation of physical manufacturing from technology layers across industrial sectors. The companies that will dominate 2035 aviation, automotive, and commercial transportation markets are assembling portfolios today through acquisitions from incumbents that can no longer afford patient capital. Archer's acquisition of Boeing's autonomous flight units at what industry analysts estimate as a 60-70% discount to replacement cost demonstrates the magnitude of value transfer underway. For limited partners allocating to private markets, the mandate is clear: overweight specialized technology acquirers and infrastructure platforms that benefit from industrial consolidation, and underweight legacy manufacturers whose technology divestiture accelerates competitive erosion in next-generation markets. Boeing will remain a formidable commercial aircraft manufacturer through 2030, but it has ceded a position in the technology architecture that will eventually define aviation's future. That strategic retreat, replicated across industrials facing similar capital constraints, is the defining industrial investment theme for the next decade.